American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document, page 388. Here is the translated text as follows. 348X. American State Trials. While out of the building, he wanted to call Jim Conley, if Jim had seen, and his saying that he had seen would have given him away. Then it was that he wanted to get her out of the building, and he sent her upstairs and then went upstairs to get her out and pretended to be in a big hurry to get out. But according to her evidence, instead of going out, he didn't have on his coat and went back into his office and sat down at his desk. Anxious to get out, going to close up right now. Now that wasn't the purpose. Talk about no blood being found back down there? Talk about no blood being found? Well, there are two reasons why there wasn't any found. The lick the girl got on the back of the head down there wasn't sufficient to have caused any great amount of blood. And if old Jim Conley hadn't dropped that girl as he went by the dressing room and the thing hadn't gone out like a sunburst all around there, like these men describe it, there wouldn't have been any blood. When you assaulted her and you hit her and she fell and she was unconscious, you gagged her with that. And then quickly you tipped up to the front where you knew there was a cord and you got the cord, and in order to save this reputation which you had among the members of the B'nai B'rith, in order to save, not your character because you never had it, but in order to save the reputation with the Hosses and the Montags and the members of Dr. Marx's church and the members of the B'nai B'rith and your kinfolks in Brooklyn, rich and poor, and in Athens, then it was that you got the cord and fixed the little girl whom you had assaulted, who wouldn't yield to your proposals. To save your reputation, because dead people tell no tales. Dead people can't talk. And you talk about George Kendley saying that he would be one to lead a riot. And you talk about your ability to run George Kendley with a fan or a corn shuck. I tell you, Frank knew. And you know that there would have been men who would have sprung up in this town had that little girl lived to tell the tale of that brutal assault. That would have run over 10,000 men.